1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Crying child. Oh, yes. Welcome. It's 1900 UTC on a beautiful Tuesday. My Siri refuses. It activates any time I raise my wrist, even if I'm not saying anything. It's very annoying, and I hate it. But, alas. Anyway, it's 36 degrees right now. High of 37. We've had about 60 days with no rain, or at least no rain more than a tenth of an inch, and a tropical depression, or a tropical storm, hit Texas coast earlier today, and is expected to bring clouds and increased humidity. It's definitely more humid, so it's keeping our temperatures a little lower, which is cool. Ba-dum-bum. I slept funny and my shoulder is very mad at me. I usually sleep on my stomach and I turned sideways. I got a Game Boy, an RG Fanbernick RG35XX, and then I ordered an RG35XX, and then the day it was supposed to be delivered in the mail, I went and met with one of my friends, and he gave me an RG 3551V, I think is what the model number is. It's the Big Brother version, the one that comes with Wi-Fi. Oh, that wind is loud. Jesus. Trying to hold out. Wow. All right. I'm going to jump into comms so I can at least talk to you guys, see what's happening. This wind is, it's very windy up here. I might have to go down to the fourth floor. Oof. I don't know if you guys are hearing the wind noise. It is loud in my head. So, if you want to talk, all you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org. You can use tty.sdf.org if you're fancy like that. You can also use Jabber. Just go to anonradio at conference.jabber.sdf.org from your Jabber client. And once you SSH in, just type com, C-O-M, and then just press G for go to, and then type anonradio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom. You'll be hanging out with cool people like Overland and JWH, LCD, and BiteMe8827, along with Jeff and Jay LaMoth. Howdy, howdy. Ratsu X1, boom, bom dia, or whatever they say in Brazil. Bom dia. There's a cute morning song that's in Portuguese. It's very cute. It's like, good morning, good morning, very good, good morning, good morning, good morning, like very good morning to you. Let's see, BiteMe8827 has a big chunk of text. I really enjoy hanging around here in Calm as well as on SDF. Like my points of view are accepted. Or when someone disagrees with me, I can either choose to reparse my opinions or drop the subject. Yeah. SDF is a great community, and it's a mature community, I think. I love it, too. I really enjoy it. SDF is one of those places that's been around since 87. So it's old, and B-board is fine. And if you want to scream and yell, you can always go to Hurt Desk. But yeah, I agree. It's a great spot. I like this place a lot. I'm on the roof. It's windy. If the wind noise gets bad, just let me know. I can go down the stairs and go to the fourth floor. So let's get started. We got lots of news. There was way more news today than yesterday. I'm not sure if maybe, I was looking for news at the wrong time or what, but, We've got more news than we could fit into the shake a stick at, so we're going to have to go with just the best that we can. We'll try and make it through. So first, our death and destruction. We begin in Pakistan. A pine tree fell into a cable car in a ski resort in Kashmir on Sunday, sending the car plunging to earth and killing 7 people, most of them tourists, according to police reports. About 150 people were stranded in the other cable cars on the mountain and the Gulmarg in high winds, but they were later rescued. Gulmarg, that's G-U-L-M-A-R-G, Golf Uniform Lima, Mike Alpha Romeo Golf. I always have trouble pronouncing things, so Gulmarg is a winter ski destination, but also popular with tourists during the summer season. The police officer said a falling pine tree hit one of the cars, snapping the car from the cable and sending it down hundreds of summer because of the flare-ups and separatist violence. There was a harrowing rescue of some children using a helicopter from up in the air. Just a really dramatic place and an interesting story for those who survive, and a short story for those that didn't. Well, at least there's not like a huge, a lot of suffering or anything. You know what is suffering though? Being burned alive. 18 bodies have been found in a forested area of northern Greece hit by wildfires for the past 4 days. Initial reports suggest those who died may have been migrants. A coroner and investigation team are heading to the scene near the Dadia Forest, or Dadia Forest, D-A-D-I-A Forest. The Evros region of northeastern Greece, not far from the Turkish border, has been ravaged by fires. A hospital in the city of Alexandropolis had to be evacuated. Newborn babies and intensive care patients were among those moved to a ferry at the port. Fires are raging across several fronts in Greece, whipped up by high winds and temperatures which climbed above 40 C in several places on Tuesday. Flames are thought to have spread rapidly since Monday in the large wooded area. Emergency services sent mobile text messages to the surrounding areas asking people to leave. They found these 18 bodies. And it's just a sad kind of thing there. Let me see if I can put a link to the map showing where this was. Post Greek fire. All right, cool. You can go to sdf.org/l/163. That's sdf.org/lima/. Is that an L or a 1? I can't tell. Oh, yeah, it's a 1. 163. Very funny. I just made the text bigger in COM. I didn't know I could do that. magnifique. All right, yeah, sdf.org/l/163. All lowercase. That'll get you there. Let's see what else is happening. Jay LaMoth has been meaning to check out Tweenix, but hasn't been able to create an account. LCD asked IT if we had NeoVim available for our Linux desktops and was told, we have Helix. What is Helix? Oh, GSXR cruising by. and Claudio M's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Jay LaMoth, Termux? Termius is what I've got. Termux is on my Android phone. Termius is on my iOS phone. So a lot of people burned up there. 18 people died there in Greece. And at least 3 people are dead from listeria. From what else? The most amazing and sad thing. Milkshakes. That's right. Death by milkshake. 3 people have died and 3 others are in hospital after drinking milkshakes contaminated with Listeria bacteria in the state of Washington in the USA. Investigators found the bacteria in the ice cream machines at Frugal's, a popular burger and milkshake restaurant in Tacoma. So if you're in Tacoma or even in anywhere in Washington, beware the Listeria. The restaurant in a statement said it was deeply saddened by the news. Listeria can affect people up to 70 days after eating the contaminated food. Health officials say the ice cream machines at the restaurant weren't properly cleaned, resulting in a foodborne illness outbreak. 6 people were sent to the hospital between 27th of February and 22nd of July. Oh, hey, that's a motorcycle, but... shucks. They didn't go down our street. I was looking to see. We haven't seen Harley guy in so long. I hope he's okay. It's really windy, so. Oh, this is nice. From where I'm at on the roof, I'm holding my shirt to the side, and the wind is blowing it up. Just like when you're a kid and you stand in front of a fan. refreshing. All right. So anyway, Listeria outbreak. Genetic fingerprinting of the bacteria in the milkshakes shows it was the same strain of Listeria. And I think that's one of the more amazing things that we can do in this modern time. I think I got food poisoning. Okay, well, let's sequence the microbe that you were getting sick with and go see if it's related. So anyway, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention estimates about 1,600 Americans get the infection each year, and around 260 people die. Most people who eat Listeria-contaminated foods will not get sick, according to health officials, except for older populations. Ugh, the wind's pretty strong. Thanks for bearing with me. Part of the fun of being out in the world. Hey, Jay Lamoth. Yeah, Termius is what I use. It's got a freemium model, but the free model works perfect for what I want to do. If you want to pay, you can do all sorts of cool, wicked stuff. But yeah, you can do public keys and all that kind of junk. oh man, so Jay Lamoth, Claudio M, the whole crew in Com having a good time. We're talking about different keys and terminal emulators. Whew, it is 1912 UTC, and we just got through most of the destruction. Not quite there. We've got some more wild political stuff to talk about. But hey, you know what? Thumbs up to us. We didn't have any children dying, at least no major children death. I don't like to talk about politics too much, but this is of importance to the United States, so I'll mention it here. For the Georgia stuff going on, John Eastman, the attorney who pushed a plan to keep Donald Trump in power, has turned himself into authorities on Tuesday on charges in the Georgia case alleging an illegal plot to overturn the 2020 election loss. He was booked at the Fulton County Jail and is expected to have an arraignment in the coming weeks in the sprawling racketeering case. He was indicted last week alongside Trump and 17 others who are accused of scheming to subvert the will of Georgia voters in a bid to keep Joe Biden out of the White House. It's the fourth criminal case brought against the Republican former president. Trump's bond was set at $200,000, and he's announced, I guess that kind of jumps to our other story, or the other bookmark I had for it. Trump says that he will be arrested on Thursday in Georgia election case. DJT says he plans to turn himself in on Thursday to a court in the state of Georgia. Ugh, strong winds. Uh-oh. Closing my eyes because debris is flying around up here. Yeah, the roof is pretty good, except the corner where the shade is near the corner of the parking garage. And so, oh, golly. Thanks for bearing with the wind noise. I hope it's not too bad. Nerds discussing nerd stuff on SDF? Unbelievable! Blank shell forever. Hey, Canders. Welcome. So the thing is, Jay Lamoth, is normally, this is a good question. Yeah, Jay Lamoth asked, how many times is he being arrested now? The thing is that he's been indicted on something like 40 or 50 felony counts across the country, but because he's the former president, a lot of places have given him special treatment and only made him come in. Like most, I don't think anybody's made him give a mugshot yet, but Georgia is like, no, you have to come in, get arrested, get a mugshot, and then you can leave. So that's kind of what's happening here, right? So Mr. Trump denies the 13 charges, including racketeering and false statements. Very much like a John Gotti kind of thing. I didn't do anything wrong, I promise. He and 18 others accused in the case had previously been given until noon on Friday to appear at Fulton County Jail for processing. The county sheriff has said they will all be treated like any other defendants, which could mean Mr. Trump is fingerprinted and has his mugshot taken. Before he announced on social media he would surrender on Thursday, a court filing was released that set out the terms of his bond. The defendant shall perform no act to intimidate anyone known to him or her to be a co-defendant or witness in the case to otherwise obstruct the administration of justice. The above shall include, but are not limited to, posts on social media or reposts of posts made by other individuals on social media. It was signed by the county district attorney, who's overseeing the case. Later on Monday, Mr. Trump posted to his social media platform, "Can you believe it? I'll be going to Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday to be arrested." She campaigned... okay, and he's like, he calls it a witch hunt, which he likes to do. Okay, I'm just trying to see what other pieces. It's hard to get neutral-ish kind of news about him because he's so loved and hated on whatever side you're on. Mr. Trump has said he will skip the first Republican televised debate on Wednesday evening. It's not because he's locked up. He promises. It's not because I'm going to jail, which I think is probably... a good move that he turns himself in on Thursday rather than on Wednesday. Could you imagine? It's like, sorry I couldn't be there. I'm sitting in a jail cell for racketeering. Anyway, sorry. I just kind of think it's wild that a former president's in that kind of situation. Claudia Lim can believe it. It probably wouldn't be an actual prison, though. Maybe just house arrest or his own wing somewhere. Yeah, the problem with the presidency, at least my theory is that a former president is supposed to have Secret Service detail to protect him. And it's like, if he went to prison, are the Secret Service going to just spend their shift there with the president in prison? I don't think so. It probably would cost too much to keep the president safe, former president safe. So a house arrest. I think we talked about this because a lot of really rich people end up on house arrest. You know, like Jack Ma was on house arrest in China, and a lot of rich people are on house arrest. And it's cheaper for the rich guy can afford, has billions of dollars, and can go ahead and pay a security company to guard them on house arrest, you know. Let's see. Jay LaMothe pictures the Secret Service just sitting in the cell with them playing Go Fish. it's 1917 UTC, which is time enough for me to remind you that in 13 minutes, 12 minutes and some change, the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio, is coming at you. Anon Radio, let me see. Let's see if I have the sound, if I can pull the sound effect in. Hey, bunny. Let's go to sounds plus documents search. All right, I found the folder. Do we have the sound? Nope, that's the, nope. Let's see over here. It looks like it's making spiral sounds.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Yes, that's right. You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF. And SDF, that's powered by you. So thank you for listening and hanging out, even if you're not in COM. If you're hanging out in XMPP or IRC or on Mastodon, SDF has a Mastodon, mastodon.sdf.org. There's also one for members of SDF called social.sdf.org. So if you are into SDF and want to be like a Meta ARPA or ARPA member or something like that, and want to have a nerdy instance to call your own, jump on that bandwagon. We also have a Matrix server up. I don't know if it still gets used very much. One of the things that's fun with SDF is SDF's all about trying anything new that comes out. It's like, what can we do with computers? And so anything new that comes out, we're willing to try. There's a Pixel Fed instance, and Minecraft instance, Nextcloud, just everything. This wind is driving me nuts. Anyway, just check it on out. If you haven't been using SDF, check it out. Claudio M. Whoops. Let's see. What does it say about the democracy if you can treat Oh, sorry. I'm going to step into the room here so I can read my phone. All right. Well, Jalem, we've had a Minecraft server since Minecraft came out. So before Minetest was a thing, we had Minecraft. And the Minecraft server at on SDF used to be really wild and crazy. For a while, we were hitting a lot of limits. It was really popular. It's dwindled down now, but I'm happy. I have a big old base on... and anyway, I think it's a good time. But yeah, people who are running for, it seems odd. I don't think that if you've been indicted for a crime, I don't think you should be able to be a candidate for, elected office. It's very weird that you can run for office and win. You can still be elected president or a senator or anything from prison. The thing is that whenever it comes time to take the oath of office, if you can't go where you're supposed to go to take the oath of office, then that's when things start to act up. So, anyway, good point. pointing out, surprised there isn't a Minetest server. Oh, this wind is something else. I feel like it makes me think of Tobe because Tobe. Tobe's natural enemies are the wind and the sun. The wind and the sun and that one curb that he drove his car into that one time. but usually, Tobes are like an element of nature, right? Like they're an aspect of nature. So they don't have many enemies, but their enemies are big forces of nature too. Like the sun and the wind. Heat. Anyway, you know what else is a force of nature? Bear spray. An American Airlines flight was forced to land more than 800 miles from its destination after a passenger released pepper spray into the cabin. On Sunday night, Flight 1680 was traveling to New York City from Miami, where it was forced to land in Jacksonville, Florida. The incident occurred around 30 minutes into the flight. People in the back started coughing and couldn't see. No one knows what is happening, and a flight attendant goes to the mic to announce that if anyone knows what's in the air, they need to speak up. 10 minutes later, the pilot makes a left to divert to JAX. When passengers see how quickly this has escalated, the culprit comes clean and claims it was an accident. Once the plane landed in Jacksonville, police officers removed the culprit and their family. After the aircraft was cleaned, it continued its journey to New York, arriving several hours late. However, in a reply to the post, on reddit.com. Don't use Reddit. Reddit's an evil, evil corporation. Fuck those guys. I hope they go under. However, in a reply, someone on the forum said they were on the flight and close to the spray and said they believe it was done intentionally. It was incredibly scary not being able to breathe, having burning skin and eyes, and having everyone panicking around and being stuck in a small place. Let's see. It's unclear how the pepper spray ended up in the plane's cabin. According to the U.S. Transportation Security Administration, pepper spray is not allowed in carry-on bags. You mean someone brought something through TSA? Oh my gosh. Anyway, TSA is just a reminder that the U.S. government doesn't care about you. Alright, it is 1924, which means we better hurry this up. Let's keep it rolling. Boop, 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 boop. At 37 Senegalese migrants who survived. It's always amazing when they survive. They survived the boat trip to Spain, and they're on their way back to Senegal now. A few dozen survivors of a deadly sea attempt to migrate to Europe reunited with tearful families in Senegal a week after they were found adrift in the Atlantic near Cape Verde. Gosh, this wind noise. I'm so sorry. So anyway, they've been returned to Senegal. I'm trying to hurry it up. We've got 5 minutes to go, so here is just the quick rundown, I guess. In Singapore, I watched a great 45-minute video about the Singaporean presidency and how it works, but I won't regale you with it now. Just to suffice it to say, three people have been named as eligible candidates for the election, which will happen in the beginning of September, September 2nd. And we'll have Ng Kok Sung, Tharman Tan King Lian. Tharman and Tan Kin Lian officially are in a three-way race. The former GIC investment chief is Ng Kok Sung. The former senior minister is Tharman Shanmugaratnam. And the former NTUC income chief, Tan Kin Lian, have submitted their nominations ahead of the noon deadline. One of the things that's cool, I'll just say that this part and then I'll jump along. One of the things that's cool is for Singapore, the president's more of a functional role. They're not an executive. They have two main jobs. They're the head of state, so they go around and meet all the other foreign dignitaries and wave their hands. And they also protect the reserves of the country. Prior to having a president, each new prime minister that came in could access the full savings account of the country. So now the savings and being able to overspend beyond what was raised in tax revenues is approved by the president, and the president has to consult with this group of advisors to be able to unlock it. Anyway, it's very interesting. I think it's very cool. Any kind of government that's formed in like after the 1950s or during the 1950s and beyond, it's very interesting to me because they've had the benefit of hundreds of years of other governmental forms running around it. So anyway, I think Singapore has a very cool government. All right. What else is happening? Well, a lot of shit. I shouldn't have told you about the presidency. ARM, the chip design company, microchip giant, has filed to sell shares in the United States. We'll see if that happens. Twitter is now going to remove the blocking feature, so you won't be able to block people anymore. So if you were a woman or someone who's harassed online, they don't want you on their website. So good luck getting off of that in time. There is a very cool project that was done that I want to tell you about. It's called Exciting New Development in Green Energy Technology has emerged from the Illinois Institute of Technology, or IIT. A team of researchers has designed an electrolyzer capable of efficiently converting carbon dioxide into propane using inexpensive and readily available materials. This breakthrough is detailed in a paper in Nature Energy and offers considerable promise in helping reduce greenhouse gas emissions and developing renewable chemical manufacturing. So this is very exciting. This is going to be I don't know if it'll make its way out in the United States, but imagine you have a propane-powered car, and the way it works is it just has a giant, like, intake hose on the roof. Or, like, you just go home and you plug your car into the propane filler-up thing on the roof, you know? Propane, when it burns, I went and looked it up, propane when it burns turns into carbon dioxide and water. So they run the carbon dioxide through some water and some magic happens and then they get propane out. So it's pretty neat. We've only got less than a minute to go. Fukushima is releasing the tritium enhanced water, the treated water, within 48 hours. So if you are a fish person in Japan, it's going to get, or I guess outside of Japan, it's going to get hairy because a lot of people outside of Japan are afraid of the contamination or of the tritium, even though they don't need to be. And the African Union suspended Niger, but we're out of time. Enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. And yeah. Hey, Maxime. Welcome, welcome. Dubious Goals time. I don't have my sound effect queued up. This was news to me, a product of BJMNW. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC. And after that, just press the equal sign in com to see what's happening next. We've got...